at JulieLand.com, and I'm your guest host today, Justine Jolie, because Julie is somewhere in the world screwing around. So today, we have Miss Ruby Luster. Hello, Ruby.
Hi. How are you?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, what am I doing?
Uh-huh.
I thought you were talking to someone.
No. I'm talking to you. What are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm getting up right now, so I'm still just kind of lounging in my bed.
Are you naked?
Yes. I like to sleep naked because it gets really hot here in Florida.
So you're in Florida?
Yeah, and it gets really, actually right now it's kind of cold though, so, but either way, I like to sleep naked.
Man, I'm envious because I love sleeping naked as well, and I wish I was there to see.
Yeah, when it's cooler out, my nipples get kind of hard, so then it's kind of nice because I like to touch myself a lot when I'm sleeping.
Ooh, hey.
You know, I'll rub my butt or my boobs or, you know.
Yeah, with boobs like yours, I'd be rubbing them too.
Yeah, I do. I rub them a lot.
How did you actually get started in the industry?
I've pretty much modeled most of my life here and there. And actually, when I moved to Florida, before then, it was just really low-key kind of modeling with my clothes on most of the time.
Was it for like catalogs, or were you doing mainstream stuff?
No, it wasn't anything really mainstream. It was more like, it was like catalogs and things like that, like print work. And then when I moved here, I met a group of girls, and they were pretty, you know, like just real open and whatnot. And a lot of them were dancers and stuff. So I was like, well, great. Now I found a group of people that I could, you know, run around naked with. And one of them introduced me to this guy who, he was more of a fine artist than a photographer. And I kind of talked him into just spending weekends with me doing a lot of photo shoots and things like that. And that was more for my personal use because I eventually wanted to build the website, which is what I did. So that's kind of how I got started with, you know, doing the nudes and, you know, and then I got into the pinup stuff and the fetish modeling really just came maybe about 2 years ago. And I really love that a lot now too.
I was about to say, how did you talk the photographer into it? What did you say and what did you mean by they were for your personal use to start your website? Were they nude? Did you, you know, were you planning on going nude with this or?
What I mean by that is that I wanted to have the photos look the way I wanted to be seen, you know, the way I wanted to be perceived, whether it was nude or, you know, the pinup. And I wanted each photo to have a certain look that I wanted to put out there, you know, for people to see. So that's what I mean by personal. And then I wanted to build it on a website so that people could see all the different images that I had and different looks.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, now why exactly, I think you have already answered this, but why did you get into it? What about the pinup modeling just got you hot and horny?
Well, the thing with the pinup modeling is because I've always loved like the old style, you know, movie, like Marilyn Monroe, Jane Russell, James Mansfield. I love those old starlets and that kind of got me in the pinup thing. And the thing that worked for me was the boobs and the butt because I'm very curvy. And so I was able to pull that off, and I always liked that. So that's kind of what turned me on about that is the stockings and the corsets and all the lingerie that goes with it. I love that. And the hairstyles, too, you know, the old-fashioned hairstyles. I love that. So, and people just don't really, girls just don't really dress that way anymore, so it's just fun for me.
No, they don't, actually. And that's one of the things that
I
miss.
It's sexy.
Yeah, it is.
Very sexy.
And I loved Marilyn Monroe's, you know, very curvy body. And I loved the fact, I've actually met Jane Russell, believe it or not. And she is one of the most liberal conservatives you will ever meet in your entire life.
Oh, really?
And it's funny, too, because she's like, I'm a rough and tumble broad is exactly what she had said to me. And she's also, you know, a diehard Christian. And she's just the sweetest lady. And I went to, I think, her 80th birthday party. And it was so funny to see her at 80 and remember watching her when she was younger doing Men Prefer Blondes. And she was also talking about Marilyn as well while we were there. And we had just so much fun, really. And
that's great. Yeah,
she's
I love
a very classy lady and still is to this day.
Yeah, I love the way that they look. You know, they have class and elegance, but still like real sexy and almost like a femme fatale kind of look, you know. I love that.
Exactly. Now, you were talking about corsets and lingerie and all of that kind of stuff. What extreme fetishes are you into, or even fetish in general?
Well, I have a couple of different ones. You know, I have a huge fetish for corsets, and the smaller I can cinch my waist, the better. And a lot of girls, a lot of people that wear corsets, they don't like that confined feeling, the pressing on the ribcage, but I really like it. Like, the tighter it can be for me and the shorter breaths I can take, for some reason, I like that.
So slight repression of breath and or asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what? Honestly, breath control is something that's really hot. That's one of the things that I'm really into, just in a different way. I love my waist being cinched in, but if you with a corset, if it's too tight on my stomach, I end up like passing out for some reason. I don't know why. I'm just one of those.
Oh, really?
I'm one of the like small percentage that if you cinch my stomach in too tight, I will pass out. But that's, I do love being hugged though, and to me, that's what it feels like with a corset, is being, you know, really hugged and really confined, and so I can definitely understand that. That's just that's sexy as hell. So, so what is your other fetishes? Because you said you had
the
many.
Latex clothes. I love the latex clothes, and it's not really so much because a lot of people, you know, I don't really tell a lot of people where I live, you know, about the fetish because people think right away it's something weird or what.